What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
4 o'clock hour. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Thanks, Alex Dono. In the previous segment, talking some Canes, talking some Notre Dame.
I'm worried, bro.
I feel good, man. I feel good about this game. I really do.
I'm extremely worried.
You just don't think that they have the horses to keep up with Notre Dame? You think Notre Dame, I know you're taking the under. That's well documented.
Yes.
But you just think Notre Dame is going to bruise up this team up front? Like they're just going to dominate up front?
And Dono, you've told me now, I didn't even look at the weather. We're now at 70% chance of rain with a team that loves to just bang their head into your head for four quarters. I don't know if the Canes are built like that. To your point, you brought it up. Josie brought it up. We've talked about it this week where this team looks more like the Andre Johnson, Vince Wilfork, Vilma teams. That's when I came out, that's the guys. When I visited UM, those were the guys in the weight room when I walked through. I hope it's that way again. But, yeah, Notre Dame is built for a rainy 17-13 butt kicking.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying it. And Dono, he's not the only one. And we've talked to several people who are saying that this Canes team is bigger than they've ever been. So I'm not saying they're going to dominate, but I don't think that this is a game that Miami is going to be outworked and out physicaled up front. That's... I'm not saying that they'll be the more physical team. I just don't think there's going to be this huge discrepancy between the Canes up front on either side of the ball and Notre Dame.
And that's where it starts. I'm with you. I hope so, Susalana. Like, I'm a closet Canes fan. Y'all know I slip up and say we sometimes, even though I'm a Gator. That's where my concern is. Are you going to be able to go toe-to-toe with the bully? Craig beat Debo up in Friday. I never thought Craig could beat up Debo, but at the end of the movie, he beat up Debo. Like, Notre Dame is Debo. They went to the national championship last year, Solana. Is UM Craig? Or is UM Red? Because when Debo walked up on Red, he took his chain and knocked him out. Mm-hmm. I just need to know if it's Red or if it's Craig.
Well, we'll get back into some Miami Hurricanes discussion coming up a little bit later on this hour. We have Will Manso, who's going to join us from Local 10. Will, a proud Miami Hurricane. I'm sure he's geeked up for the game. But he was also at the Chris Greer press conference earlier today as well. I want to get back into some Dolphin stuff because it's been a busy day at Miami Gardens. You had Chris Greer talking to the media earlier today, and now we're getting some more info on who the Dolphins have signed to their practice squad and what happened at practice today and who was at practice today. Miami Football Reports on WQAM. They're sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges offer 60 affordable, accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Darren Waller, Crowder, said, quote, he was at practice today. He was in the locker room after talking with the media. Quote, it's looking good. I'm just reading from David Fiorones, by the way, from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. It's looking good for him as far as availability for week one.
He's a bonus. If Darren Waller can get back to Darren Waller of 3 years ago, we got action, Jack. That man can play football.
You think he's going to look good week one, though? If he's, I know, I don't know how healthy he's going to be. I don't know if it's even a health question. I just think it's more of a ready for game contact question. Is there any chance Darren Waller goes out there and just looks like I don't want to say prime Darren Waller, but the Darren Waller you're going to see in week 10?
Last time he touched a football field was a year and a half ago. No.
Okay.
I think if he does have a surge, if he wants to play still, you know, I question guys that retire and come back. Once you see the other side of retiring, I couldn't go back. I was like, this is beautiful. I get to spend time with my kids and my wife every day. This is amazing. I think it would be that mid-season surge. It's going to be that week 7-8 surge of him figuring it out again, getting the distance, getting the physicality of it and coming back. But no, I would – We're a gambling show. I would bet on his unders if he's active week one.
This is good news. Austin Jackson, the Dolphins' right tackle, been dealing with injury, didn't play in the preseason. He said he feels great being back out there at practice, and according to David Fiorones, he said that he has no doubt, Austin Jackson said, he has no doubt about his availability for week one.
I want to see these five together. We haven't seen it. We have not seen the five together. I want to see the five together, and that'll be against the Indianapolis Colts.
Bro, when Austin Jackson's healthy at right tackle for the past couple seasons, when he's out there, he's been good. That I will not debate with anybody. I'm not saying he's the best right tackle in the game, and we all know he was drafted to be the left tackle, and he didn't cut it there, but he's been good. He's been very good when he's out there at right tackle. I want to see the five together as well. Like, do you have something with Savat Inaya? Like, what's it going to look like at right guard as well with James Daniels? Like, I want to see it put together week one.
Savaya Naya, James Daniels, draft pick, and you pay Daniels some money.
Yeah, coming off a major injury.
Austin Jackson and Patrick Paul. Like, what have you had? You know, we talk about Chris Greer. We've been playing clips of him all show. Did you figure it out or did you not figure it out? And we're going to find out because I'm telling you, the Indianapolis Colts aren't they don't have, you know, Reggie White on their team. They're not like – it's not Jason Taylor and Trace Armstrong. But we're going to see if they can block. But I saw a bunch of guys in that Jacksonville game slap the hell out of our linemen and get to Tua. Tua got sacked, what, two or three times in three series?
Yeah.
That cannot happen in a real NFL game.
And
we're going to see.
That wasn't Hines Allen, by the way. That was their backups who are probably all cut by now as well.
The guys that sacked Tua are resource officers right now. It's concerning. I'm telling you, it's concerning.
By the way, Devon Achan, according to Chris Greer earlier today, should be ready to go. They're feeling confident about him being ready for week one. That is a huge, in my opinion, that is huge because, look, I like Ollie Gordon as much as anybody. I drafted Ollie Gordon in my keeper league in the 11th round earlier on Monday, Crowder, just because I'm like, hey, if this guy ends up being a stud next season, I can keep him for a 10th round pick. There's some tremendous value there. I love Ollie Gordon, what we've seen from him, but to start week one, to be your lead back week one, I don't know. Like, that scares me. I don't know about that.
No. Achan is built for this offense.
Yeah.
Ollie Gordon needs to have packages.
Yeah.
And I really see it. That first preseason game, that goal line stand, That would be Ollie Gordon over Jalen Wright. Like that, he's gonna have Ollie Gordon's gonna have certain plays that he goes in on where he can use his 230-pound body.
If you're driving, ignore what I'm about to say. If you're driving, ignore this. If you're not, pull out a pen, pull out a paper. If you want to know the practice squad members of the Miami Dolphins, David Fiorone has listed them all. Here we go. I'm going to read them off. John Saunders, safety. Cornell Armstrong, cornerback. B.J. Adams, cornerback. Quinton Bell, linebacker. Derek McClendon, standout during preseason, linebacker. Braden Daniels, offensive lineman. Josh Priebe, offensive lineman. Theo Weiss, Jr., Crowder, you were a big fan of his, wide receiver. Hayden Rucci, tight end. A.J. Henning, wide receiver. Alex Huntley, defensive tackle. And Riley Patterson, the kicker that the Dolphins have picked up, and he's going to be replacing Jason Sanders. My entire career, everything I've worked for 10 years, now lies in the foot of Riley Mother Bleepin' Patterson. What have I done with myself? What position have I put myself in?
McClendon and Weiss will play before week four. Mm-hmm. They'll be activated.
And then let's just do headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Let's scroll up here. Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. And they just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. This is funny. So you remember Ping Pong Gate 2 seasons ago, Crowder, at the ping pong table, and then things got dicey. I think it was Tyreek Hill removed the ping pong table. Well, according to David Fiorones, the Miami Dolphins locker room at the team's facility this year has a kids' basketball hoop and a Papa Shot in it.
Why?
I like
take it. Your ass to work. Like, this is that. That's Ping Pong Gate, Papa Shot. Take your ass to work, play football at a high level, and go home. We don't need a Papa Shot in the locker room.
Nah, I disagree. You got to have fun at work. Everybody. That goes for NFL players.
Yeah.
That goes for the people that work at Walgreens. That goes for Jimmy and I here at the studio. You got to have fun at work. You got to build camaraderie, Crowder.
Yeah. I'm in.
Come ride your ass to 25 years of not winning a playoff game. That's camarade. Comrade that. Go to work. Do your job at a very high level and go home. Listen, Solana. I was a part of the 25-year drought, but I played on some damn good defenses. Kevin Carter, Sam Madison, Pat Surtain, Vonnie Holiday, Kevin Carter, Keith Traylor, Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Junior Seau, Joey Porter. They didn't want to play Papa Shot. They wanted to whoop somebody's ass on the football field and then go home. That's what football is about. Comrade my ass. Go to work and whoop some ass. That's all it's about.
That's your Odyssey Sports training camp. And coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. A couple other local notes.
Basketball goal. You need a basketball goal in the locker room.
I love it, man. I want to pop a shot here at the Odyssey Studios as well.
I'm down.
I love it. I love it.
Jimmy, Jimmy. You just started playing rap 2 days ago. Don't get me mad. You see, I'm already upset.
The Marlins, they got rocked, man. 12-1. Mm. You want some comedy during the commercial break? The Marlins tweeted, final. Braves 12, Marlins 1. Go look at the replies on the Marlins Twitter account. Sorry to whatever intern they have over there posting that. Inter Miami tonight, big one. 7:30, Chase Stadium, semifinal against those losers, Orlando City. Big game tonight. Hopefully Messi will be good to go. It's looking like he will be. Your weather, it's still raining in El Portal. I know it's been a little rainy across South Florida, so drive safely. It's hot as hell, humid as hell, too. It's in the upper 80s. Will Manto is going to join us in the next segment. Again, he was at the Chris Greer press conference earlier today, so we'll get a little vibe check from Will Manto of Local 10+. We'll talk more Hurricanes, Notre Dame with him. That's coming up on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana next.
Don't go another day living with your chronic pain. I'm telling you, I love what Josie gave me a new phrase, advanced age. You know, we get up here. I had all them knee surgeries, my tendons, my joint pain. You know, I might have a little arthritis in this right knee. I'm telling you, doctors are going to give you drugs. Surgeons want to do surgery. You have another option. It's called regenerative medicine. And QC Kinetics is at the forefront nationwide of this innovative chronic pain relieving treatment system. I'm telling you, call QC Kinetics. When I broke my heels, there were doctors and orthopedics telling me to put two casts on both my feet that put me in a wheelchair. And I said, oh, doc, I'll call you back. Let me go talk to my QC Kinetics doctors. I went in. I got PRP shots in my heels. I got the healing lasers, walked in limping, walked out normal. Second treatment, I'm in the garage working out with little Chan. I'm playing basketball with Ava. I'm running around after the five-year-old Chaz. I was back normal because QC Kinetics made it that way without putting casts on both my feet. You have to go to QC Kinetics. It's not just me. Now, thousands and thousands of people have been helped by the regenerative medicine of QC Kinetics. You got to call and make an appointment today. Tell them I sent you down there, and the consultation is free. Just see what your options are. 844-77-REGEN. That's 844-777-3436. Tell them I sent you down there. You get a free consultation, and you'll get $500 off your first treatment. You got to see what the options are. You don't always need drugs. Everybody wants a surgery. No. Regenerative medicine and QC Kinetics is the fastest growing regenerative medicine group in the country. Talk to QC Kinetics. Give them a call today. Free consultation. $500 for your first treatment if you tell them Crowder sent you down there. The number again, 844-77-REGEN. That's 844-777-3436.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Now let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and Will Manso is going to join us. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Manso is the sports director, anchor, and reporter for Local 10. And Will, you were at the Chris Greer press conference earlier today. You and I were just talking off the air. You're still at the Miami Gardens facility. A busy day at Dolphins camp. I'll start with the Chris Greer press conference, media availability earlier today. What do you think was the biggest takeaway from what he said? Because he had strong comments regarding some interactions with fans. He spoke highly about the cornerbacks unit. That's obviously going to get some traction. And overall, you know, you asked him a question about expectations of the roster. You know, he made it pretty clear they're going to try to win as many games as possible. He seemed optimistic about it.
You know, I thought when it comes to Chris Greer press conferences, I thought it was near the top of the list on actually giving information. You highlighted some of it, but I thought, you know, he was honest when it came to cornerbacks. He said, look, we're going to keep searching, and they obviously will continue to keep searching and picking up guys off the waivers, thinking that they like their young players. But he also made clear why they shifted in that direction in having to let go of veterans and maybe from the whole idea of, you know, signing high-priced guys, i.e. Jalen Ramsey, and moving on with the culture stuff. So I thought that was interesting. The offensive line, he said, look, we're a little thin in certain areas, and we know we're going to keep looking there, but we like the guys we have. We're going to keep building. So I thought that that was, aside from last year where he said, oh, you're more, you know, worried about it than we are, that really came back to haunt him because we saw how much the offensive line struggled. So I thought today he didn't make the Dolphins sound perfect. He knows they're a work in progress, but he also made clear, despite the reset and the culture change and all these things, that the expectation is that this can still be a playoff team. They still have enough veterans, and obviously Tua, Tyreek, those guys, that they could be a team that can compete and win games, and hopefully for the first time in a quarter century win a playoff game.
And Will, when you always say, you know, I really like this guy, there's always a but at the end. But I do, and I enjoy Chris Greer's company. He's a good dude. Do you think with that angle, like where they're cutting corners, because that's what you have to do. When you pay Tyreek 30, you pay Waddle 30, yeah, you pay Tua $250 million, you have to cut corners, and they cut corners at the cornerback position, which I think now in this day and age in football, especially in the AFC, I don't know if that was the right approach. Like, cut at linebacker, cut different places. Do you think the approach to the reset, rebuild, whatever they want to call it, is that the right direction?
I think the problem is where they invested the money, right, that they moved around, they have in big areas the quarterback being your franchise guy. You referenced Tyreek Hill, so there's only so much money to go around and where you could sort of move it around and reinvest. And one of the areas you need to really on a team to succeed, right, your offensive line, pressuring the quarterback as far as your defensive line, protecting your quarterback, the offensive line, and then a situation like stopping the other team from scoring, which, yeah, cornerbacks in a league where there's so many great passers and gifted players and skilled players, you have to be able to have good corners and secondary play, and that is an area of concern. To your point, I just don't think they can move everything around. I will say I had an interview today with Mike McDaniel for an upcoming show on Channel 10, and we talked about, you know, the expectation of Tua and being the leader. And he said, look, when you're that guy and you're a franchise QB and so much of the money and everything of the attention goes to you, yes, in many ways a team will kind of live and die with that guy. And part of it is protecting that guy, giving him playmakers, and finding a way to win. So it's pretty clear, Channing, the formula for this team, while there are areas like corner that's a concern, you know, there's some things you can look at and say, okay, is this where they're going to fall short? This team is really going to live and die with Tua making plays to his playmakers and this team scoring a lot of points to win games.
And that front, are you excited about that front? Will, pull me back a little bit, because when I saw Anthony Weaver put Chop and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips on the field at the same time, like, I stood up off the couch. I was like, this is what I want to see. And should I temper my expectations with this front seven and that pass rush?
No, I don't think you can with those guys, because you guys know well. We talk about it all the time. I'm a Giants fan, and the only thing that has me excited about the Giants this year is a front with Brian Burns, you know, and Kayvon Thibodeau, and now Abdul Carter, and then Dexter Lawrence there. Like, that's the kind – you want guys that get after the quarterback, and the guys you just mentioned, Chop, is going to probably take another big step this year. Everybody just raves about him here at camp. You know what you have in the proven guys you just mentioned, if they're healthy, and Chubb and Phillips. To me, that's the bread and butter, right? When you talk about how they're going to win games and score, well, what's the easiest way to slow down the quarterback from finding receivers and, you know, burning a questionable secondary is get to that damn quarterback. And like you said, those guys pin their ears back and go after the QB. That's the way the Dolphins defense, with Anthony Weaver shuffling things around, is going to be disruptive and find a way to slow down opponents.
Has your Jackson Dart jersey arrived in the mail yet, Will?
No, I got a you know what? I didn't want to get too excited. I got a Jackson Dart t-shirt. I went cheap. It was $35.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not going full $100 jersey yet. I did the $35 t-shirt for the season. And if he proves himself next year, I got the jersey.
Yeah, that's respectable. You go jersey first. You make sure, you know, you don't end up with a Kyle Lowry jersey like my brother.
Listen, I had a Daniel Jones jersey that I washed my car with every couple of weeks. So.
hey, Will, there were a couple other notes from today. Obviously, the Dolphins get some cornerback help. But Darren Waller said, quote, it's looking good for him in terms of availability week one. And then Austin Jackson said he feels great about being ready for week one as well. And then Chris Greer told us about Devon Achane. He feels good about him being healthy for week one as well. Which one of those, or I guess maybe rank them in terms of concern, because, you know, with Devon Achane, you want him out there, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, the depth behind him, Ollie Gordon, as your starting running back, his first opportunity in the NFL, to me, is a little concerning. But, look, I mean, who else can Tua throw the ball to if it's not Darren Waller? It's Julian Hill. I don't feel good about it. And then, obviously, the offensive line is going to be pivotal all season.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Waller, because that's going to be a big question too, right? Like, I guess to answer your question, the order, offensive line is always important. They need Austin Jackson to be himself. And by all accounts, what he said today, you know, he's going to be ready to go. I mean, we saw Devon Achane actually talking to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel on the field in street clothes, but he was there talking. He was all smiles. They were joking around. And I don't think there's any reason to think Chris Greer's, you know, not telling the truth that he's not going to be ready. But I think when it comes to Waller, I think that's the biggest concern, because the uncertainty of the fact he hasn't played in the year, you know, and when he did play and he left the game and his desire and all those things, and now late in camp he's getting on the field. We saw him on the field a bit today, you know, and it's good to see him out there. It's good to hear him say he's getting closer. It's good to hear the Dolphins say that they expect him to be ready and closer. But until you actually see it, and guys, that's a huge hole. If Darren Waller isn't anything, he doesn't have to be the Darren Waller, you know, the 100-catch guy from the Raiders a few years ago. But if he's not at least a respectable tight end, what the heck are the Dolphins going to do there? Are they really going to count on Julian Hill? Is that going to be the guy you go to? That's a big, big question mark going into the season.
Well, is because you're allowed to talk about gambling now, but hell, we have a gambling sponsor, so we can talk about it. And Mike McDaniel is the odds-on coach to get fired first.
I asked him that today, by the way. I asked him that today in our interview.
What did he say?
I had said to him, I said, you know, it was crazy, guys. August 30th last year, you know what August 30th last year was? Mike McDaniel getting a contract extension. I mean, that's almost a year to the day, and now he is on as hot a seat as can be. And he joked, he's like, because we were sitting outside, and he's like, oh, my seat here is hot because it's 100 degrees outside. But, you know, he said he doesn't worry about it as part of the territory. He also said, and I thought this was the good way to put it, you can't act too privileged to think that you could just show up and because you made the playoffs first couple of years that everything's great. You know, like, this is the job we chose that we're fortunate to have, and results are part of it. So he understands. He doesn't care. He told me he doesn't care. It's not like he's worried, oh, my God, I'm on the hot seat, I could get fired. But he's aware that if you don't have results and if you don't do things, you know, whether it be the culture change or the, you know, the wins and losses this year, then absolutely his future could be on the line, because that just comes with the territory.
We're talking with Will, a bull. Go ahead,
Crowder. But I was going to say, Will, it goes Colts,
Patriots,
Bills, Jets. So you have AFC East, Colts first, and then the entire AFC East. What does that have to look like for him? Like you said, he's not worried about it, but for his wife to be comfortable that they can keep their house in South Florida.
Yeah, I will say, the one thing, I understand the whole hot seat thing, and trust me, I think, again, every coach should be on the hot seat, unless you're a proven 20 years in the league. You know, these coaches, it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-now business, right? But I don't think that within the building, I don't get the sense from hearing from Chris Greer, what he says about what Stephen Ross has to say, I don't get a sense that barring a horrific start to the season, like they're 1-8 or 1-9 or something, that Mike McDaniel's job is on the line anytime soon. I think it would be more the case if when it's all said and done on the season and they look back and said, man, they finished 7-10, this team never got going, then they're, you know, this and that, then all of a sudden I think that's when his job could be on the line. I don't, barring some, like I said, some weird collapse I don't see this team having, I don't think that's going to be the case going, you know, 8-10 weeks into the season.
If they're 1-9 or 1-10, Will, Tua Tagovailoa was concussed and I mean that's what happened. Will, before we let you go, again, Will Mantle joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Local 10, Hurricanes, Notre Dame on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You're a proud Miami Hurricane. And Crowder's wearing a Notre Dame t-shirt. Just ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
Just ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Will, I'm friends with Marcus Freeman. And you hear my voice deep, so that, you know, I'm serious.
I like Marcus Freeman. He does have a deep – the man's got an impressive vocal cords, man. When he was talking about Mario yesterday, I'm like, this guy didn't steal this guy's voice, man.
What's your I guess, take going into the game? Like, what's your vibe like going into the game? Because we've talked to a ton of people. Obviously, everybody who covers the Hurricanes feels like this is the best Cristobal roster, the most Mario-like roster that we've seen. Carson Beck is a big question mark, but what's your vibe going into this game Sunday?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'm excited. I was on campus earlier in the week, talked to Shannon Dawson a bit, heard from Mario, and they love Carson Beck. They feel they have one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And I think, you know, I was joking about the McDaniel thing a year ago. Go back a year ago. Carson Beck was considered a top five potential pick in the NFL draft, one of the best QBs. Obviously, his season went sideways with injuries and struggled with interceptions. They feel, though, that they have the Carson Beck that he's shown he can be, a leader who's played in big games, who can make all the throws. They love their offensive line, and they love their running backs. Here's my concern for Sunday. If I'm being honest, take off my Homer hat as an alum. Notre Dame's got a hell of a defense. They do have a new coordinator, but like you said, Channing said, with Marcus Freeman, I mean, that's his defense. That's his crew there, the way he does things, the style. Carson Beck, I think, can handle it. I think the offensive line can protect him. The question is, can those young receivers and some of the guys that they're going to need to step up as playmakers right from game one be ready for what they're going to see Sunday night? And I think that's going to be the difference in the game, because if Notre Dame's defense slows down Miami's offense and finds a way to contain, you know, Carson Beck and that line, whatever time he gets to find his playmakers, they're going to be in trouble. They just are. They have to score some points. They have to. You're not going to score 45, 50 points on this Notre Dame defense. I just don't see that happening. But you got to score in the mid-20s, early 30s. You would guess in that range to win. So if that's my biggest concern, guys, go. I feel Carson Beck is ready. Are the guys around them, the playmakers that they need, ready to go along with him?
And, Will, my thing is, if I'm putting this together, we're talking to a lot of people about this game, huge game, Sunday night college football game. Like, you see what it is. Like Bain said, like, you adopted the darkness. I was born in it. Where, like, Notre Dame wants to make this game physical. They want you to run the ball. They want you to do that. Should the Canes match this physicality? Because those two running backs, I would say Notre Dame runs the ball 45 times. Yeah. Should the Canes try to match it, or should they go wide open and try to make it what, you know, like you said, Carson Beck. Go win the game, Carson Beck. Don't go into the mud with them. They're pigs. They want to be in the mud.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, and again, I had a chance to interview Shane Dawson for a show we've got coming up. And Dawson told me straight up, look, it's going to be a lot of chess early on, what they're doing, what we're doing, what we want to do early. But they have made it no secret, the Canes have it, that Carson Beck is the guy that they need. They love some of the young receivers, JoJo Trader, some of the other guys. They want to make plays. But if you can't, and you got to get in the mud, so to speak, and you got to make it a pounded-out physical game, as much as I love what Mario's done with the Lions and improving the Lions, and it's night and day from 4 years ago when he arrived, and they're going in the right direction, that's not a style of play you want to go toe-to-toe with Notre Dame right now. It's just not. And I think they would be in big trouble if that game turns into that kind of game. So to your point, yeah, look, Notre Dame's got the advantage to me, the experience obviously last year. They've got a lot of changes, the two quarterbacks they've got, who's going to play it, how, and all those questions. But that's a damn good, tough football team. And Miami's going to be in a tough spot to match it. So I do think it's going to have to be a case where they need to make some big plays and not just try to out-muscle them.
Will Manso, watch. Will, Clay, Casey, Hintz, all of them, WPLG, Channel 10 in Miami. Will, it's August 27th. We got Canes Notre Dame on Sunday. We got the Dolphins next Sunday. And then before you know it, the Miami Heat are in Puerto Rico. You got the Panthers doing banner night. We are back in the swing of things. I can't wait to talk to you about Niko Jovic in about a month, man. I genuinely cannot wait.
Niko's looking good, man.
Yeah.
Niko's looking great. We'll save that one for next time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Will, appreciate
you, man. Let me know that show so I can take off that day. Good grief.
Will, we appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Anytime.
Yes, sir. There you go. Will Manso from Local 10. The 5 o'clock. Niko Jovic. Niko, baby. Niko, looking good.
I hate your Niko takes. You hear my Bane from Batman reference? That was good.
What are you doing, bro? What are you?
That was good.
Bane? It's not 2014, Crowder. Like, why are you quoting Bane?
That wasn't good.
No.
You adopted the darkness. I was born in it.
No, I know the quote. I'm familiar with the quote.
That was, when I thought of the question, I was like, let me look this up. And I looked it up and I was like, this is beautiful.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am Batman.
See, you always mess up good stuff.
No, like, bro, dropping a Bane quote in 2025.
You adopted the darkness. I was born in it. That's deep.
Okay. It's not, though. It's not deep.
It is.
It's not.
You're a hater. You're a hater. Do whatever you want. Giggle all you want. You're a hater.
Crazy, man. 2025. You're dropping Bane like you're some Aristotle. Like, get out of here. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. We should give DBJ that. We should give DBJ that for tomorrow.
Put that on the list.
Yeah, I'm putting it on the list. 5 o'clock, that's Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Hawk should be back in the next hour at some point, and then obviously we'll continue talking Canes and Notre Dame. We'll get a Chris Greer update coming up at 5 p.m. as well. More Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.